Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 113, for Thursday, August 27th, 2015, and part of the 2015 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So, on the road again, going the other way, heading back to North Carolina from Atlanta. Last trip before the Dragon Con trip next week. Woohoo! Exciting. I had a couple of things that I was thinking about talking about, but then, as has happened to me before in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, I'm not sure if I've already talked about them during this challenge. If I talked about them last year, I've got no problem with that. Not everybody who's listening, was listening last year. B, it was last year. You've listened to a lot of podcasts since then. You might even recognize it, but still would be no big deal. But if I've already talked about it this year, I'm like, I don't want to do that. For all I know, I've already done it, but I'm going to do my best not to do that. So since I'm not sure of those things and it's not easy for me to check, skim through a bunch of podcasts right now. I was going to say I don't even download my own, but I do download them because they're coming in on the master feed for Dog Days. I have my own podcasting feed in my in Beyond Pod. I use Beyond Pod on Android, but I don't have it down. I just have it update the so I can make sure that the episodes are correct. I triple check all that stuff, but even after I've already checked it on the computer, I like to have the feed in my in Beyond Pod just to see it. But I don't actually have it download my own feed, my own podcast. I don't know about other people. I can't listen to myself. I have trouble listening to myself on. I've been on a couple of other podcasts, and I have trouble listening to those. Much less me just talking all by myself. That's weird. So, I am going to check some of that because I have those things, the stuff that I was thinking about talking about, written down. And I'll do some skimming of the notes and maybe even skim a bit of the podcast themselves tonight once I'm home or tomorrow during the day. But in the meantime, I think I'll just talk. This will probably be a short one, which is probably better. I can't tell every little bit of road noise. I actually had to cut. Yesterday's may sound abruptly cut off. It was because there was road noise that I knew was going to be a problem, and so I cut the recording off, and I still got like a second of it of just that. I hit one of those areas of road that was I knew was just going to be super loud, and it wasn't terrible. I could have left it in, but I had already I just kind of cut off the recording, and then I chopped like a second or two off the back end of it in Audacity. That's the first actual Audacity edit like that, like correctional edit that I've had to do this year. No, I have some plans for editing for purposes of putting stuff in and such, but I just haven't had a chance to do that. Those podcasts yet. But I'm glad I haven't had any horrible corrections that I had to hack away at. So instead, what I decided to talk about today is just the it's similar to what I have talked about before, just with the feel of the podcasting challenge really taking me back to the early days of podcasting and what I used to listen to back then. Back then it was a combination of really all there was, very small. I started within the first week of podcasting happening, because I was a avid listener to or listener reader of Dave Weiner's Scripting News. I've read Dave for 20 years ish. Well, 20 years, because I did the in '96 when we did the. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was like linking all your blogs together. I'm not sure if it had to do with the crypto wars. I can't remember. I actually have the page. It was you linked to all these other blog posts and you wrote up something. Oh yeah, I wrote up why the internet was like the printing press or something to that effect. It was something to do with either crypto or some legislation that was going on. I don't remember exactly what it was, but my inspiration to do it was Dave Weiner. So that was in 96, I believe. So going on 20 years, and I think I've been reading him before that. But he was involved in the beginning of with Adam Curry. And my guess is that I got a link to Adam's daily source code from Dave Weiner. And within a few days of listening to Adam, I had heard about Dave Slusher's podcast, and so I started listening to that. I think I've mentioned that before. I started with like episode 3. So we were in the early days there, and there was a combination of, you know, just the early folks like that, and I also listened to a lot of IT Conversations recordings that were put up by Doug Kay. I think it was last year that finally all that got shut down. After Dog Days, I think it was last fall. Who knows? We were just talking at lunch today about how fast time goes. It could have been 2 years ago this coming fall, but I think it was last year. I think I remember that. And that was a sad day, because I was a real big IT Conversations fan for a long time. I listened to a lot of IT Conversations podcasts, including Dave Slusher. But yeah, the feel of listening to this and you know, I just paused a Mad Marv to start this podcast. I kind of had my head, I'm in a good driving spot, and my head was like, okay, I'm ready to go. And all I have time to do right now is listen to Dog Days. And I'm still, I get, the drives really help. You know, that's 9 hours-ish of pretty much uninterrupted time to listen to podcasts. But I am up to Monday now. I just listened to a couple of into Monday's podcast, and it's Thursday, so I'm pulling forward, and I've got a couple more hours in the car. Well, several more hours. So I will probably make it into at least Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday. We'll be getting close. But just the feel of listening. So that's all I've been listening to. And not that I listen to, I've gone through phases, you know, like I said, I've been podcasting or listening to podcasts for 11 years. Like I know many of you have as well. And I've gone through phases. I have actually still in my feed. I don't listen to it very often anymore, but it's I think it was a BBC show, More or Less. That's in my feed. And there's a KCRW, I believe. It's a California radio station, does a radio show called Left, Right, and Center, which is a politics show. They have a left, a right, and a center person. That's been in my feed for a while. Again, it's not something I'm listening to. When I say listening to right now, I mean other than Dog Days, you know, the week before Dog Days, what I was listening to. I don't have a lot of big show. I haven't listened to Serial. I've heard it's very good. I don't listen to any of the big comedian shows. I've been tempted to for a couple of them that I've heard talked about on other podcasts, but I just have mostly a lot of what I listen to right now. Part of what's happened is that a number of the shows I listen to have gotten really long. They're like in the hour and a half, 2.5, sometimes 3 hour long range. I listen to Security Now on Twit with Steve Gibson, and that doesn't always go, but frequently at least 1.5 to 2 hours. I listen to another one that has just gotten longer and longer is the Accidental Tech Podcast with John Syracuse, who was on Hypercritical on 5x5, and then he didn't pod fade. He shut it off and didn't intend to do another tech podcast, but then Marco Arment and Casey List, two other guys, and they got together, and they were originally talking about cars on a totally separate show, and they ended the car show, and now they're doing a tech podcast again. I really like that show, but it runs long. It's like all these shows that are in my list right now are running so long that I don't have a huge number of them, and they're not, you know, they're not huge, gigantic podcasts, but they're not tiny ones either. I mean, you know, Accidental Tech Podcast I know gets around 50,000 unique. So, you know, they, I mean, they have a, you know, they're on Relay FM. They're on one of the big podcast networks. And, you know, they're doing ads and pulling in some amount of money from their podcast. So, you know, it's certainly not a small, very personal podcast. And I like that show. And I don't think I'm going to take it out of my feed, but it only happens once a week. And I think I am, what I am going to do though, is I'm going to do some rearranging of my feed and add in a whole bunch of these podcasts, from Dog Days. I mean, I know it's because most people are not going to be doing daily shows after, Dog Days, but I've really enjoyed, I just want everyone to know that I really enjoyed, listening to everything. And most of these podcasts are actually going into my regular feed after this. It's just so that I can get a little bit more of the personal, very small, people you know, sort of thing. I mean, like, both Dave Schlesinger and Derek Howard are in my regular feed now, and I really do. I get the feeling, I mean, I do know Dave. Actually, you know, Dave and I have met several times. And I feel like I know Derek as well, just from listening to him talk about, you know, mainly comic books. I've listened to a few of the other shows, but I listen to Comic Book Noise regularly. And I really like that, that notion of almost feeling like you know somebody, even when you haven't met them. Some of the other podcasts I listen to, I've met people, you know, a handful of times. But I like that feel, and I think I want to get back to having more of that. So a bunch of you folks, you guys, and guys in the general neutral use of that term, but we'll just say folks. A bunch of you folks are going into my regular podcasting feed, so... I really appreciate everyone that's been on the Dog Days this year, and I'm looking forward to listening to their regular shows. I know, like, Chuck, for example, only does this one during Dog Days, I think, but he does Technorama, which is going to go in my feed. So hopefully that I've run longer than I intended to anyway. Plus, I'm getting to some what sounds to me like louder road noise. Hopefully, the H1 is doing a fairly decent job of pointing at me, but we'll wrap it up for today. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. That also has links to my social media accounts, Google+, Twitter, Facebook, etc. And feel free to comment there on any of these podcasts or blog posts that you see there. This podcast is Creative Commons, Attribution, Share Alike, version 3.0, unported, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, because we're still in it. We've got, what, a week left? A little over a week, something like that? I'll have to look it up, but anyway, Dog Days have been fun, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.